A Labor-affiliated union is now weighing into the debate on poker machine reform. The Liquor and Hospitality Union represents club workers, and it's concerned thousands of its members could lose their jobs if the proposed changes are implemented. Michael Edwards has this report.
There are countless claims and counterclaims about the possible impact of mandatory pre-commitment technology. The government and the independent MP, Andrew Wilkie, say it will help reduce the scourge of problem gambling. But Clubs Australia says it will hurt local communities and cost thousands of jobs. It's this which concerns Tara Moriarty, the secretary of the New South Wales branch of the Liquor and Hospitality Union.
The scheme that's being proposed is going to be implemented in a very short time frame, and the industry say that it's going to cost billions of dollars, and therefore members are obviously concerned that as a consequence they will lose jobs.
Tara Moriarty wants to know that if the reforms go ahead, her members will be looked after.
It's important that while we all want to deal with the issue of problem gambling, and my members in hospitality and gaming are certainly on the front line of that, they deal with problem gambling and see problem gamblers every single day and get that it's important. We also need to make sure that my members, the hospitality workers, don't face the consequences of drastic action that might not work.
Clubs Australia is mounting a multi-million dollar campaign against poker machine reform. It's targeting marginal government seats. Tara Moriarty says her union isn't buying into the campaign, but that its members' concerns must be heard.
Certainly not buying into the probably overstated campaign of the industry, but it doesn't mean that the workers shouldn't have a seat at the table during this process to make sure that their jobs are protected.
Earlier this week, the federal opposition leader, Tony Abbott, predicted a coalition government would repeal any poker reform laws enacted by the present government. The Greens favour a $1 cap on all poker machines. Richard Di Natale is a Green senator from Victoria.
Most recreational gamblers, over 90%, won't notice the difference when they play the machines. It's a very cheap proposal, very straightforward to introduce, will cost much less than mandatory pre-commitment in terms of actually implementing the scheme, and will probably be more effective because we know that most problem gamblers tend to bet on the high-intensity machines where you put a lot of money in with the potential for huge losses. So we think it's a win-win proposal, and we're hopeful that the government will come on board.
The government is under pressure to get the poker reform legislation up by May next year.
Michael Edwards with that report.